What is going on, guys, and welcome to the Maker Made Podcast, the pod about woodworking, content creation, running a business, and whatever else we come up with. Hosted by myself, Tyler of Westfall Wood Co., and my best friend Brian from Dogwood Custom Builds. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Yo, 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 episode 10, baby. What's up, my brother?
We did it. We made it to double digits, baby.
God, I just want to thank all my family and friends that got me this far. Oh, man, that's awesome. I'm excited.
Me too.
I'm really excited. This is really fun, and it's picking up way quicker than I expected.
Feels good. I feel like we're kind of getting to a rhythm a little bit.
Hitting our stride. Like Usain Bolt.
How are you doing today, brother?
Today was an awesome day. I installed those shelves. I got some stuff out of the garage. And I've been just working on school stuff, but we can talk a little bit about the install later if you want. But it's been fun. Everything went smooth.
I would like to hear more about it right now. Fill me in.
You'd like to hear it right now?
Let's hear how it went.
Yeah. So I had two floating shelves and a desk that I installed in the model home around the corner by a home developer that has. Building a bunch of houses in a golf course, old golf course, and super big opportunity for me. Obviously, those kind of deals are
few and far
profitable,
between.
Profitable, but few and far between.
What are some dims of these shelves? Give me the deets. Give me the dirty deets.
Ooh, we got 61-inch shelves and 61-inch desk shelves. They're all the same length. Shelves are like 11 inches wide, and the desk is 22 to 24 inches.
Sheesh.
I used some Shepherd brackets, which I loved. I'm going to be sharing some posts here the next couple days. They were a dream to install. So I had some issues with the screw heads breaking off. You had the same issue with the T10 drive bits.
Yeah, man. We got to come up with a solution for that. On the two shelves I installed, I broke 5 bits, so... Thank God I had an Ace Hardware nearby that I could pick up some more for.
I broke 4 bits on 3 shelves, and actually, I broke 4. So you actually told me after you installed yours, hey, just so you know, these are kind of, you know, buy more than you think you need, mm-hmm. and I needed every last one because I broke the last one on the last screw. So
that is amazing.
I'm in danger. so that went really well. I prepped a lot for that, and I really just really focused on it ahead of time, drew out exactly how I was going to line them up, and got in. Nobody was in the house. It was just me.
Ugh.
So I got to do Instagram stories and stuff because people weren't listening to me or watching me, and installed them, cleaned up, and I was out. So it was really way better than I could have ever anticipated.
Nice, dude. Yeah, I think definitely the experience I had was kind of like a few and far between because it was a very unique situation. There was a block wall I didn't expect to be there, which, you know, they come with wood screws, so dealing with concrete was less than ideal. But yeah, the brackets are freaking sweet. And if you guys are looking to make some floating shelves, you should definitely check out Shepherd's brackets.
Yeah, they really were easy to install the brackets and lay it out at home, you know, at the shop and get them prepped. And once I got there, really, really just quick and easy. So highly recommend. But that was my day. Again, just a lot of schoolwork right now. We've been talking a lot, and it's been picking up, keeping me stressed and busy, trying to graduate on time. But that's okay. That's okay. It's part of life.
Yeah, buddy.
So other than that, man, that's all I got. How about you? I know. Did you start with me talking about my shop because it was exciting and you've had the not such great days?
Oh, man. It has been, I hate to start off my segment of the show negatively like I did last week, but it has been a rough few projects that I've had lined up, not going to lie to you. Kind of the ones that make you freaking sit back and scratch your head and shake your head, really, because, I mean, I've just been running.
Make you want to sell everything, all your tools.
Yeah.
Pick something else.
I didn't want to say that, but that's exactly the thoughts that have come across my mind. But it is what it is, man. We got to roll the punches, see what I can come up with. Make kind of, what is it? Make lemons out of oranges? I don't know, dude. I feel like I always fail.
When life hands you lemons.
I feel like I always fail miserably on those quotes. But speaking of a quote, this reminds me of something that a teacher told me a long time ago when I was struggling in school. And he would always say, smooth seas do not make skillful sailors.
Mm.
And that's very true.
I'm a sailor and I've never been on a boat. I've never been on a ship.
But seriously, that makes sense though, because you know, you got to learn to roll to punches, and it's making me a better woodworker by climbing over these obstacles that I've been facing, you know?
Ooh, that's another good one, actually. At the wrestling room at my high school, they had a sign above the door, and you know, they kept it so hot because you're trying to sweat and all that good stuff. And it said, the more times you put the steel through the furnace, the harder it gets. So it's like all these times that are, you know, tough, and you know, they're just making you tougher and making you a better business owner, woodworker, maker, whatever you want to call it. So
absolutely.
Yeah, man. Success through perseverance. Yep.
Life's all about facing new challenges, and you're kind of judged based on how you overcome them. So I've just been trying to make the best out of them, turning them into learning experiences. The big issue I had this evening, just an hour or so ago, I already know what I did wrong and know how to fix it for the future. So tomorrow's a new day. Can't let it get me down.
Yeah. So, what else do you have in the pipeline?
Oh yeah. So let's talk about some fun stuff, actually. I just cut a bunch of templates. A couple buddies actually tagged me into a Facebook group and had someone looking for templates, and I just happened to provide templates. So I posted up a link in there. And I kind of spent a lot of today fielding messages and taking orders, thankfully, and talking to a few potential clients. So that was cool. So I'll be cutting a lot of templates tonight, as well as tomorrow, and shipping and all that jazz. And then some fun projects I have coming up are, I'm finishing up this little utility table that actually needs to be delivered in the next day or two. Got to go back to that house where I installed those floating shelves into the block walls. So that'll be fun to try to remedy. And then I actually have a start on a really big refinishing job. I have this 6-foot round table with a big pedestal base that I got to start sanding and staining again. So that'll be fun.
Oh, I remember that. It's going to be a lot of work, I think.
Yeah, it's a big job, but I just got that Surf Prep foam back sander. So that'll be really helpful for the contours and whatnot, plus the Mercaderos will just eat through all the flat surfaces. But then there's actually 6 chairs as well, that those are, I'm a little worried about them because they're leather for the seat in the back, and then it's got wood arms and legs and whatnot. So
that sounds 0%
fun. Yeah, it's not going to be the best, but
it works work though
for sure. And for refinishing jobs, I think we actually talked about this on another episode, I charge my absolute max hourly rate. And oh, yeah. I specifically charged high for this client because I knew it'd be a pain in the ass job. And if I didn't get it, I didn't have to do it, which is just fine. And if I did get it, my time is most certainly covered. So,
oh yeah,
it's making good money, but it is going to be a grind, but it should be fine. Pop in some earbuds, Listen to a podcast or two, and just get it done.
Good. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're busy.
Yeah, man. It's been this whole month has been an absolute grind. I've been working pretty much every single day, all day long. So, but I think a break's coming here. I think it's time for a little vacation, maybe take a little day trip or something.
Well, you got a vacation in 7 weeks.
Is that when we're coming to Monterey?
Yeah, 7 weeks. Just so, we talked about this a little bit ago. We, one of the other episodes, we talked about your, quote, internet friends, and how, you know, that's how people call your friends that you meet through Instagram. So people that say that can just take for a second the idea that Tyler is coming to Monterey to help me move my shop into the pod to get that going to Tennessee to help out. Like, that's not an internet friend. That's just a real friend. So, like, I wanted to put that out there for other people to hear, because that is super cool that you go, you know, that far out of your way to help out a buddy. So
of course
it's just cool.
Happy to do it, my man. I think it'll be fun. You know, I really don't think it'll be too much crazy work. I'm more excited to get into some nice, cool, salty air of Monterey. See you.
65 degrees and sunny year round.
Have some beers, have some good times. Should be fun.
Beers and sunshine. Awesome. Yeah, that is cool though. I wanted to give you a quick shout out for that.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate you.
Yeah. So yeah, you want to move on?
I think it's about that time.
Yeah. What are we talking about today? We're doing some Instagram audience engagement, how to engage with your audience. But before we get into it, let's hear from episode 10's sponsor, Bumble Shoots.
Thanks, Bumble Shoots.
Episode 10 of the Maker Made podcast is brought to you by Bumble Shoots. Bumble Shoots is a family-run and veteran-owned and operated company that specializes in making high-quality, natural, and food-safe wood care products for all of your woodworking projects. Eric and Crystal are dependable, reliable, and they make an incredible product that I swear by. At this point, I've been using it for just over a year, and I'm not turning back. Just a really great product, really great people. And if you check out on Bumble Shoots' website, in your cart, you can add the coupon code MAKERMADE for 10% off your order. Again, that is MAKERMADE for 10% off on Bumble Shoots website. Bumble Shoots, Eric and Crystal, thank you so much for sponsoring episode 10.
All right, so Doggy, let's jump into what we got today.
Audience engagement.
So what are we thinking here? We're talking like through Instagram primarily?
Yeah, let's look at it through Instagram. I think Reels, TikTok would also work, but I don't use it. So let's just stick on the Instagram world because that's where I think we both use or spend most of our audience engagement time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like, so with Instagram, the most beneficial, or I guess the way I feel most connected to my peers or my audience or whatever you want to call it, is through stories. I think I kind of keep my posts for just general relative things, but like stories is when I can actually chat with people and have conversations, share tips, share tricks, learn from them. They can learn from me, hopefully, you know?
Yeah, actually, like, I guess we'll rewind 1 second and just, I guess, really quickly define audience engagement. So on posts, to me, that looks like likes, comments, shares, views, and again, comments, but also having conversations in the comments, like we talked about a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And with stories, the engagement, like you were talking about, which stories go up for 24 hours and then they go down. So people can only see them for that 24-hour window. But I like putting up stories, and how you were saying, people will respond to them. And yeah, it takes a little more time because you have to sift through responses to a lot of different stories. But it's a cool way to interact with the people that you're, posting for, as it were. You can help people learn on your stories by showing your mistakes just as well as your successes.
Oh, totally.
So kind of, and that's where I walk people through the whole process. Whereas my, like you said, my posts are more for entertainment and my stories are more for engagement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I kind of misunderstood what you were saying at first, but like, I totally get that. So I it's funny because like you said, specifically about posting your fails and like what you learn and stuff, I feel like a lot of those failure videos kind of pop off a lot, you know? They're very relatable and everyone can get behind them because everyone makes failures. I wish I was recording tonight when I busted one of my leg assemblies for this table because I was an idiot and I would love for people to see what I did wrong and learn from it, and they won't make the same mistakes that I did.
Yeah, I really do think sharing mistakes doesn't have to be on a post, but definitely stories, just talking about it, because everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody has those days. Shout out Hannah Montana.
There's a saying that I guess it doesn't really apply. It doesn't really apply at all, actually. It says, what is it? Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. But like, mistakes are like assholes. Everybody has one.
That's great.
Sorry, that was totally rewinding. Yeah, so I think there's a good way to engage with the community, and you kind of alluded to it, where you're finding people that you like, either you like their woodworking or you like them as people, kind of how you and I first met, and you just go ahead, comment on their post, and that helps them in the algorithm, that helps them get more traction. Mm-hmm. On discover pages and stuff like that. And if you do that enough, they might start seeing your content come through and they might start commenting on yours. So, and then who knows, in 2.5 years, you might be best friends.
Yeah. Well, like going off of that too, I feel like I field the question more often than I think should be necessary when people ask me like how to be a part of the maker community or whatever. Just make some friends, comment on some posts. If you post something that you, if you see a post of something that you like, drop a like and don't be afraid to make a comment, you know, give some support, and then people would be more likely to reciprocate and give you some love back. And then, like Doggy said, you can make some new friends. That's what it's all about. Yeah, man.
And you see, Zach Double K made that box today.
Mm-hmm.
That curly, I've never seen wood so curly as that. And he's been talking about it. He's been working on it really hard, and he posted it. And I'm like, dang, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So yeah, of course I'll share it, throw it on my story, because it's just a way to share other people's content, especially people that you're friends with, because we know Zach pretty well. Zach came out here for a conference and hung out at the house too. So another good internet friend.
For sure. He puts out some sick stuff. Zach makes some badass epoxy boards. I think we actually loosely plan on having him on the show at a later date for an epoxy-based episode. So if you're interested in hearing something like that, let us know, and we'll make it happen sooner rather than later.
Make it happen, Cap'n. Yeah, so there's another thing that we have both been a part of at one point, but it's just group chats with other woodworkers. Don't be afraid to add 10, 15, I think 30 is the max people to a group chat, and just share posts to each other, share ideas, share concepts, and it'll just help generate more and more inspiration amongst you guys, guys and gals. That's how, again, you got me into a group chat with a bunch of really high caliber woodworkers. I did not belong in that group chat at all. I was way out of my league, but a lot of these guys and girls were posting really cool stuff and really good content.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about this in Reels and Impersonation a couple episodes ago, but just finding these people's content and wanting to emulate it, wanting to do it myself, really, I don't know, being a part of those groups got me to be a better woodworker and content creator. Yeah. just by you know, being inundated with it.
It pushes you to constantly be better.
Yeah, it really does.
And that's like the name of the game. Like, competition drives, you know, improvements, you know. If you want to be the next big creator, you got to start doing better, you know. It's not just going to be handed to you. You got to actually try and try new things and experiment, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just because like, you never know what's going to be popular, what's going to be perceived well. So you might as well keep trying until you figure something out, something that works for you.
Yeah. And it's all the incremental changes and like getting better too. We talked about that with Bao. No need to buy a $3,000 camera and try to be the best photographer. Like, just to do something small, just do little things. And the same goes for engaging with other people. No, you don't have to start a group chat with 30 people and talk to all of them at once. Grab three or four people that you like, throw them in a group chat, stay in touch, and you know, get ideas from each other.
Mm-hmm. And that being said, too, like, I'm really selective of who I follow, because I really try to keep my, you know, homepage strictly to people who really inspire me and motivate me and drive me to be better than I am now. So, I mean, you can't really get butthurt when someone doesn't follow you back or something. And most definitely don't get into the game of like follow for follow, like where, oh, someone follows me, I have to follow them back. Or if someone doesn't follow you back, you unfollow them. I don't think that's a good strategy or mentality to have. Because, I mean, I don't know. Especially if like you have a private account or something, I'm not going to follow back a private account, you know? Like, I don't know what you're about. You have 17 followers. I don't. Like, what am I expecting from an account like that?
Yeah, no, I used to do that, the follow for follow stuff all the time. And I would follow a new account and I would like the last 50 posts on their page.
Like bombs?
Yeah, just to try to get your name showing up in their notifications. So they're like, oh, who's this dogwood guy? I'll just follow him back, I guess, whatever. I used to do that all the time. And now, when someone does that to me, I'm like, oh, thanks for the support. But it doesn't make me any more or less interested. Like, getting like that many likes from somebody doesn't make me follow them. If I go to their page and they make some rock star stuff, mm-hmm. like top quality, yeah, I follow back. It's all about content for me now.
Totally.
You know, if it's good stuff, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't enjoy what you're posting, I'm not going to follow you. Like, I hate to break it to you. If you're like, like you said about those like bombs, I know there was like a big period of time where people would screenshot those like bombs and post it on their feed. If you post something like that, I'm not going to follow you. I pinky promise that.
Yeah, some people used to do that. That's so weird that some people would do that.
Did you do that?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, dude, that is like the ultimate cringe.
All right. Cool.
You don't do that anymore. You have not done that in 2 years at least.
Oh, yeah, but I said, yo, some people do that because, you know, but that's, I don't know, that's part of the, I don't want to say growing into like the type of account you're going to be. Like some people never stop that. Like there's kind of a developmental phase where you have to learn what you want your account to be. There's a point in time where there's probably like 6,000 or 7,000 followers that I had, and I followed 4,000 people. And now I follow under like 500 is kind of my number. So it's kind of the growing pains, right? You transition to what your account is, how you want it to look.
Mm-hmm.
And how you want to interact with others. And
another good thing about not following a ton of people, and sorry to cut you off, it's that I can really make sure that I'm engaging with my good friends, like people who I really enjoy seeing their content. I want to make sure I continue seeing their content and get to enjoy it, I guess, and support it, you know? That's huge.
Yeah, so, I mean, the more accounts you follow, obviously, your updated feed is going to be longer and longer and longer, and you're going to have a less chance of seeing specific people's stuff. Right. So fewer people you follow, the better chance you have of seeing your pal's stuff. Like I always see your stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think
I have notifications on for your posts.
I think too that like when you start commenting and interacting with someone regularly, Instagram populates your feed, prioritizes your content or the people's content that you engage with the most. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. So the more times I message you or comment on your post, if I open the Instagram app, it is usually your thing, mm-hmm. something that you made.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm no data or algorithm analyst, but that seems like it makes sense.
Speaking of seeing my stuff, man, I really want to get back into posting more. I just have been getting my butt kicked. I've just been keeping my head down and grinding it out. Haven't been able to bring out the tripod. I've been rushing through projects a lot, which I really hate doing, but it's just a necessary evil sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of tripods, mine exploded today on the install.
How'd that happen?
I picked it up by the, it's got the three legs, right? Tripod. And then at the top of the three legs, it has the like, another 18 inches of like extension. Mm-hmm.
Do you have the Amazon Basics one?
I don't know. I don't know what I had, past tense.
it's long gone now.
And I picked it up by the extension part on the top, and one leg came off, and it flipped underneath, and every section came undone at the same time. And I was like, wait, how did this happen? I had one tripod, and all of a sudden I had 18 different pieces of this thing. So the rest of the videoing I just did, I propped up my camera on my Milwaukee drill or like pack out kit.
And then because threw all that away with all your broken bits.
Yeah. And my tears and my tissues. yeah, that was fun today.
I really like that. Obviously, you're going to be in the market for a new tripod. And I know there's some nice ones out there, but I really like the Amazon Basics tripod with the, it's like an external accessory you have to buy for the phone mount. Gets the job done really well. I've had two of them at this point in my life, and they've both worked pretty well. They break eventually, but I'm pretty rough on them.
Yeah.
It's like 20 same, bucks, same, 23 same. Bucks.
Yeah, I think I ordered one. It was next day delivery. It was like 20 bucks, so I'll have to test it out. I'm all for doing the video on my phones now. On my phone now.
Heck yeah.
Just way easier.
What are you going to do with your camera? Are you going to keep it? Are you going to sell it?
I'll keep it because I want to get, I go to Tennessee in 6 weeks or 8 weeks.
Wow, it's coming up fast.
Really fast. I have so much to do. I'm in danger. I have probably $10,000 or like $9,000 worth of stuff at the consignment shop. if they sold at retail. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking all of that inventory out and I'm bringing it with me. So when I get to Tennessee, I want to get my website back up and running or do shop through Instagram and make that process a little quicker.
I haven't dove into that yet, the Instagram shopping thing. I should probably do that.
It's tied to your Facebook business account. So you can also post on your business account on Facebook, and I think it goes to Instagram. Haven't read too much into it, but that's something down the line that with all this inventory, I want to get some of it moving.
That'd be good. Kind of get your get word spread about you, get some new clients in.
Yeah. Yeah. Down south of the Mason-Dixon.
That'll be interesting. It's good. It's obviously very good that this isn't your full-time gig, because that would be a extremely life-changing event. Not that moving states isn't on its own, but if it was your full-time business, trying to a client-based business, you would be in bad shape.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be eating a lot of ramen noodles.
Some beans and rice.
Yeah. So that's something that I'm pretty excited to share. I mean, when you come here to help load my moving pod or truck, whatever, be excited to share some content about that because it's going to be a bear to move all that stuff. but I think it'll be really cool to share that process with all of our listeners.
For sure. I think, and not to segue very quickly, but I think it's about time we do this week's Maker Spotlight.
I'll allow it.
So, a little drum roll, please. This week's Maker Made Podcast Maker Spotlight goes out to Matt over at Rough Sanded Woodworking on Instagram. Dude makes some badass stuff. He's got a Onefinity CNC just like me. And he has been putting that thing to work. He does a lot of CNC carves on slabs and live edge pieces. And then epoxy fills them. And they come out sweet. He also has a laser, which puts out some cool stuff as well.
Yeah, Matt's a really good longtime supporter of our individual business accounts as well as the podcast. So he's always sending in questions. He's a member of our Patreon. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate your support. And everything that you're doing, Matt.
He's got a handful of my templates in his shop too, which is really cool. I think that's how I first started talking to him, was he picked up some templates.
Oh, yes, it was Matt. So he did, I'm going to show you on the computer, but everyone else gets to go to Matt at rough_sanded_woodworking on Instagram to see it. But he made a walnut cookie Lazy Susan, and he had the walnut charcuterie boards in the middle. We should share that on the podcast account because I'm a big Lazy Susan guy.
Doggy loves the Susans.
Slightly sedimentary Susan. I saw that. I was like, Lazy Susan, you just gave me an idea.
And it looks like, I could be wrong, but it looks like he used one of my cheese board handle templates. So that's cool.
So I love this design. And while we're talking about it, I hope everyone listening goes to Matt's account and looks at it. But you could put like the Lazy Susan in the middle of the table. And just for our listeners who don't have Instagram, it's a big Lazy Susan. In the middle, there's a carved out section where he has four charcuterie boards standing vertically in the middle of the Lazy Susan, like a storage section. But you could put all your charcuterie on the outside of the Lazy Susan, and it could be like a make your own.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I was really not sure where you were going with that, but that's a kick-ass idea.
Yeah, you could pull out your little charcuterie board and just like pluck your little meats and salamis.
Dude, I didn't even think about that. That is badass. That is genuinely really cool. And it's some gorgeous walnut.
It is beautiful walnut.
So shout out to Matt for being the second running of the Maker Made Podcast Maker Spotlight. Keep an eye out for a post on the podcast Instagram for something that he made. Oh, and that reminds me, I do want to jump into a new segment, I guess we can call it, about some reviews that we get from our podcast channels.
Ooh, yeah, you mentioned this earlier. I think this is a fun one. We have some pretty fun reviews out there, and I think they'd be a blast to read out loud.
Okay, so here's one of the early ones that we got. And I think it's very funny and completely truthful and 100% accurate. You ready for it?
Send it.
So the title of this review, first off, it's a 5-star review, and the title of it is incredible. That's it. That's the title, is incredible. And then it says, this show added 50 pounds to my bench max, improved my golf score, and broadened my understanding of woodworking beyond my wildest dreams. Tyler and Brian changed my life, and they will change yours too.
That's why we do what we do.
Shout out to Mason JW, whoever you are.
Isn't that your brother?
Yeah. And then we got one more from Shags44. Whoever you are, shout out to you. The title is Drool Emoji for a 5-star rating. And it says, love hearing from the guys. Looking forward to hearing more from these two amazing makers. Thank you so much. We appreciate your kind words. And if anyone else would like to leave us a review, ideally 5 stars on Apple or Spotify, that would be splendid. We'd be really appreciative. And we'd also just love to hear your thoughts.
5-star. What else review would they leave for a 5-star podcast?
Your guess is as good as mine. Maybe they have a cheat code to do like 7 stars or something.
Yeah. On the topic of on your podcast app and Spotify, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to the podcast. It helps us get some more exposure, get some more views, and bump us up, and hopefully get us pumping out some more cool stuff for you guys.
Yes, sir. And that's what the goal is, man. Like, we have a lot of fun doing this, but like I said, it ain't free. So a little support goes a long way. That's all I'm saying about that.
So to close out, Bumble Shoots, you guys, Eric and Crystal, you're amazing. We thank you so much for your support. And if you go to Bumble Shoots and you're checking out and you want 10% off your order, insert the coupon code MAKERMABE.
Beep, beep, beep. Yes, and actually, speaking of Bumble Shoots, I had some cutoffs of that butcher block countertop that I installed last week, and I used it for the bar top for the portable bar cart that I made this week.
Yeah.
And I finished it with Bumble Shoots again, and oh my god, dude. Stuff's no joke, doggy. You weren't playing around when you said you liked it.
Yeah. Smells good. Applies well. Good sheen. I'm not just saying this because they support me and they support the show. They really do have good quality stuff, and I think you guys should try it. But again, Maker Made gets you 10% off when you check out.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much.
You can't afford not to. And lastly, if you have any questions, please go to the podcast Instagram at Maker Made Podcast and submit any question you want to hear us talk about. Question, comment, topic, something that you want to hear our perspective on. Go ahead, throw it in there, and we would love to fool around with that topic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if it's something good, obviously we'll put it in the show. And it can be anything. It can be like a question about running your business, question about woodworking, even though we're not the world's greatest, most profound woodworkers. We might have an answer for you. We definitely figure out how to get an answer for you or talk to someone who does know the answer. And we'll post about it. We'd love to hear from you. We appreciate all of those who have participated in such a thing and who do follow us on the gram and other platforms. You guys rock.
Yeah, you guys are the best. If we don't know the answer, we know someone who does.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, I think we peace out of here.
Peace.